Vani, obviously the defense in the first two games arguably couldn't have asked for a better start. Just how do you guys feel you're doing in terms of the front seven being able to get a lot of pressure on Brady Quinn the way you guys did yesterday?
You know, no doubt about it. I mean, Elvis, I mean, he had an unbelievable game yesterday, but you can't say enough about our secondary. I mean, those guys cover so well back there, and our scheme going into the games, the way we mix it up. I mean, he gave him a lot of looks yesterday, obviously frustrated him a little bit. He held the ball. And then down the stretch, you know, offensively we were able to put some points up, and so it was a total team effort. And that's where you want to be sitting in the fourth quarter, being able to pin your ears back and get after the quarterback.
You've been in a 3-4 system before. What is it about this 3-4 system that's clicking right now to get these types of performances?
Well, you know, I just think you got a good group of guys in this locker room, man, on that defense. I mean, guys that are seriously in their playbooks, know where they're supposed to be, dependable, if you will. Guys that are unselfish. I mean, guys that just do your job. You know, everybody doesn't get the glory. Like on that defensive line, there's no write-ups today about how Ron Fields is playing or how Kenny Peterson played or even McBean played yesterday. But guys are selfless, and that's what it's all about. I mean, there are going to be those games. When you have an opportunity to make a play, you make it.
How quickly are you picking up the playbook with the amount of time that you've had to kind of soak it all in?
Pretty fast. You know, the great thing about a 3-4 is, you know, it's just a matter for me coming in and learning terminology. It's only so many different formations you can draw up in terms of how you line up in a 3-4 defense. So for me, it's just learning terminology on the fly. When we're out there and like yesterday, the hurry-up offense, and we got to click right into a new defense, just hearing it and registering, lining up in the right position and getting it done. But it's coming along pretty fast. You know, 20 snaps the first game, 20-some snaps yesterday. So, you know, as we go, you know, another week, get into the groove again. I can't say enough about missing that training camp. That was big because now I'm still knocking the rust off, if you will. So look forward to every day going out, getting better, and finding my role on this team.
Hey, Vani, as a guy who's been in the 3-4 and is a veteran of the league, do you feel like guys on this team take comfort in having someone like yourself being on the defensive line with them as they adjust to a 3-4?
I think so. I mean, I hear little comments from guys here and there. I'm able to come in every now and then when coach is trying to make a point. I guess break it down on our level in layman's terms, if you will. To some of the younger guys, and I think it certainly benefits them. I mean, it helps me as a player to be able to come in and do that. And so I think everybody benefits from it.
I apologize if you've been asked before I got in. What is it like for you to just to come into a team like the Broncos with a lot of newness, and you're another new part, yet everything's going so smoothly to start the season?
You know what, I've been a part of all different kind of looks in this league. And last year coming out in Miami, nobody expected us to do anything. And, you know, the approach is to take it one game at a time. And that's what we're doing here right now, just taking it one game at a time. You know, nobody can crown us anything right now except that we're 2-0. And as a veteran player in this locker room, we got to remind guys that, you know, right now we're sitting at 2-0, but, you know, things change. You know, it's still early in the season. You know, we have to be consistent and you know, go out week in and week out and get it done. And just you know, one game at a time, just chip away at it. And before you know it, you see yourself in December and things look, you know, could be looking pretty good. But it's certainly a good start. Rather start this way than, you know, the opposite.
Of course.
So sitting here at 2-0, I'm sure with the guys feel all the work that they put in, all the distractions that have gone on in the offseason, everybody's doubting you. Nobody, I mean, still, you know, we're 2-0 and you're still not getting the respect. So you have to use that as motivation and put that big chip on your shoulder. And every time you take the field, you know, prove everybody wrong.
Going off what you just said, is there a certain, I don't know if you would say enjoyment, but a satisfaction of being that team that no one's really respecting, having to prove it to everybody when the only guys, you know, who believe in you are the guys around you?
You know, I think, you know, over 90% of the guys that make it to this level are tremendous competitors. And it does nothing more, there's nothing more satisfying than to go out and prove everybody wrong, or prove the team wrong, or prove your reporters wrong, that we are a good football team and we can get it done. But like I said, there's no reason to go out and beat our chest too much. You know, we're certainly thankful to be where we are, but there's a long road. You know, we got 14 more games, and it's one game at a time. So if we just take that approach and everybody buys into that, which, you know, Coach Josh, I mean, that's the message that he preaches. And since I've been here, you know, the amazing thing is how impressed I am with all the guys, how they're bought in, and how they're on the same train and going in the same direction. And we just have to continue to do that.
Vani, as a veteran, there's a lot of young guys on this team. I mean, do they just not know better, or do you have to remind them to stay humble, you know, even though you are 2-0 right now?
You know, you do have to remind them to stay humble because, you know, these guys have worked an awful lot, you know, all season, training camp, and to be sitting here, and like I said, you're proving people wrong. You know, it's the second week. Everybody wants to pat you on the back. All your friends and family calling you up, hey, you guys are doing great. What's going on out there? So it's easy to get, you know, swell your chest up and feel real good about yourself. But it's still early. And that's what these guys have to understand. It's still early. And just as fast as we started out, things can go to opposite directions. So as a veteran player, as his coaching staff, we can't allow that. And the true test for our team is when we do face that pivotal point where it's not going right. You know, how do we respond? Hopefully that's not for some time.
Division road game, kind of a good way to test that. I mean, your first time here doing it, but that's got to be a good test, right?
It is. You know, Oakland. Enough said. You know, I was a part of it out in Kansas City. Now I'm a Bronco, and I know what this rivalry means. And so, they look good. I mean, they've done a great job in the offseason of going out and picking up some key free agents and adding some depth to that team and some big, strong, fast guys, physical team that played two really good games. So this is going to be a real big test for us, a different kind of team in terms of how big and how physical. And these guys are really going to try to test us in the run game, which we've been playing well in. But this is a different kind of team. They're going to really be coming down here kind of smash mouth. So it's going to be a great test for our team.
Cool. Thanks,
Appreciate it.